The latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to sell memberships to your podcast audience. Evergreen Podcasts produced more than 65 shows in 2020. The company wants to expand that to 120 this year, according to a company focus piece in a Cleveland-based website. They're based in Lakewood in Ohio in the US. The biggest podcast advertiser last week was BetterHelp, according to Thought Leaders, though the number of mentions went down significantly in the week. Their data will appear in Sounds Profitable, our ad tech newsletter, every week, starting today. You can subscribe to get the top 10 at soundsprofitable.com. Podpage has launched a new page designer, allowing you to customize your own podcast website. The founder, Brendan Mulligan, is on Podland later this week, and you can find the podcast's Podpage linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Parler, the free speech social network, appears to be auto-downloading all podcasts in full on their website. According to our analysis, those downloads aren't IAB compliant and they should be disregarded to comply with certification. Podcast hosts can only normally spot those using a check on the referrer, which few actually do. Podots is a community-driven podcast exploration platform, a website that lets you share your favourite podcast episodes. It looks like it follows the Hacker News and Slashdot model. The Podcast Brunch Club, like Book Club but for podcasts, has unveiled its January playlist all about friendship. And Tom Webster is on Clubhouse, and he reckons he's hit on a tweak to make it suck less. I'm on there too, if you want to look me up. My name's James Cridland. And if you heard lots of lovely music last time you listened to this podcast, sorry about that. That was my fault entirely, and it won't happen again. Unless, of course, I mess up again. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff with RSS Podcasting. In May 2018, Apple asked podcasters to switch to a secure RSS feed. In the future, they said, a secure feed will be required in order to access podcast analytics and submit podcasts. Well, 30 months later, where are we? According to a recent dump of the Apple Podcasts database, Podnews has been analysing 85% of podcast feeds are now using HTTPS. The main podcast hosts that haven't switched are SoundCloud, with 38% of all insecure feeds, and FeedBurner, with 20%. Also from that data, just 7 companies host 75% of all podcast feeds in Apple Podcasts, we discover. Anchor, Buzzsprout, FeedBurner, Libsyn, Podbean, SoundCloud and Spreaker. If you want a set of regex patterns to work out what's the host from an RSS feed, we link to quite an exhaustive list today. The IAB is working on a best practices document for podcast app developers, we learn, which is interesting. And we've reduced our RSS feed to only list 100 episodes rather than 300. And only the last 5 episodes have our full show notes in them. They're on our website in perpetuity, though. Last month, our RSS feed was requested 485,000 times and was responsible for 238 gigabytes of data. We'd like to cut that down a bit because it's costing us an arm and a leg, well, $28. If you'd like to support us, podnews.net/support. And in podcast news, congratulations to Answer Me This, Helen Zaltzman and Ollie Mann's podcast, which is 14 years old this month. The Hollywood Reporter carry a story about John Roderick, one of the hosts of Omnibus, who's told a long story about baked beans on Twitter that some have taken offence to. The best 2020 South African podcasts are published by the Daily Maverick. Today, among the list, is one of its own, Don't Shoot the Messenger. And revamped by Stable for a new season, Normal Not Normal is hosted by Harry Potter Weasley twins, James and Oliver Phelps. You can expect behind-the-scenes Potter revelations, outrageous rants, and frank conversations about mental health. And this update from Podnews is brought to you with help from Memberful. Memberful's the easiest way to sell memberships to your audience. It's used by the biggest creators on the web, and it works with your existing podcast hosting, so there's no need to change anything. You can find out more about Memberful at memberful.com. That's memberful.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.